editing gem here. What you're about to hear is audio from my consultation appointment for my top surgery. So first you're going to hear the assistant come in, she takes my pictures, and then the doctor comes in, takes some measurements, and explains about what he thinks would be the best procedure for us to do.
No, I'm trying to get you free. You got the dog.
All right.
It's going to be really bright and your face won't be in it, okay?
Okay.
All right, if you'll turn and face this cabinet for me. All right, turn your body about halfway back. Yeah. Thank you. All right, you can put your camera on.
Yay.
Okay. Give us just one moment. We'll be back in.
Thank you.
What are your pronouns?
They and them. Thank you.
Okay. Sit up nice and straight. Take some measurements here. So the right is 28. Left is 27. The right base is 18. Pulled is 11. And 10. The rest is just a little bit bigger, not a whole lot. It's probably equal parts, just a little bit bigger, but also just the whole footprint just sits a little bit lower. The fold on that side is just ever so slightly lower. Mm-hmm. You probably would never notice it, but after surgery, you look at yourself.
You're yeah.
Every little thing. So. I just point that out just so you kind of know what to expect. So you have very dense breast.
Right.
And so I think what, to get you to the kind of that smaller, particularly that look that you were showing me, mm-hmm. what we can do, because you were going to pay out of pocket.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And so that opens up a whole bunch more flexibility on what we can do and how we can do it, because we don't have to hit like a weight target for insurance. And so right. that makes things a whole lot different in the spectrum. It shouldn't be this way, but it is about the spectrum of what we can do. So what I would propose for you is do still the skin incisions will largely look like we drew there, but a lot of the bulk of the breast will be removed with liposuction. So a liposuction, the breast itself, and do some out here.
Yeah.
So we can take this, do liposuction there, liposuction here, because you got really good skin quality. So all of that will kind of tighten up some instead of just being loose. And then through your breast here, and this works really well for people with sort of dense breast tissue like that, where rotating that nipple up just gets a little tricky because it's just dense. The breast tissue is dense, and so when you turn it, it sort of kinks the blood vessels a little more, so you can't move as much. So by liposuctioning the breast, that sort of just thins everything out, and then you can kind of make it lifted and smaller without as much turning, because things just sort of slide. So I think that's what would be a really good option for you. And then what's left behind is more just like breast parenchyma that is still gives you a nice fullness and projection and shape without being too large. So I think it's a good option. Then we're just taking out skin rather than a bunch of tissue underneath. So what I would expect for you is the incision would probably extend at least out to there, because you can kind of see where the shape of the breast kind of stops there. So I'd try not to carry it up there. We'll just treat that full area with just some liposuction. Liposuction up here, and all the liposuction holes will just be through where we're already making incisions, so you won't have any poke holes anywhere else.
Sweet.
Most of the time, sometimes I need one like out here to sort of angle up the right way there, but usually I can get that through the end of that incision.
Yeah, scars are not a big deal for me. Yeah. So.
And then so generally just everything will just be, you know, kind of smaller, more lifted, and then that sort of anchor shaped incision. Okay.
All right.
All right. Any questions about anything?
So, what cup size are you thinking?
Well, I think if when you measure, you will probably be a B.
Okay.
It'll certainly look and feel a lot different, but just because you know the cup size is just the additional length from the around the breast and around the bust.
Right.
And so I think you would still measure a B. If you got so small that you measured an A, you wouldn't have much projection here at all.
Okay.
And so I think probably measure a B or small C, and it'll still look, there'll still be a big difference in look and feel. It's just the measurements don't always adequately demonstrate that.
Right.
Especially when you're standing there with no support on your breast, you're not measuring the volume of the breast, really, you're just measuring how far they stick out from your chest.
True.
So how far they stick out is not gonna change as much as just how different they really will be.
Yay.
Alrighty. But what kind of work do you do?
Voice actor.
Voice actor. So then not a whole lot of heavy lifting.
No.
Okay.
I'm a potter in my sideline business, but I can not do that for a while.
So take it easy with that for a while.
Yeah.
And so I always tell people a month off of work, you know, when you're not, you're talking a couple of weeks, I think that would be Reasonable. Just take it easy. And then the pottery, you know, start with
pinching.
Yeah, exactly. easy stuff. And it's sort of, you start sort of doing, you know, really big pieces like this sort of movement, like mm-hmm. this, and moving your arms up is sort of gets tricky.
Okay.
We'll kind of slowly get you to that.
All right.
Okay. All right. But you can go ahead and get dressed, and then I'll have you talk to quotes everything, and then talk about scheduling.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got all that information there. It goes through all the risks and everything. Just like any other surgery, there's risks of bleeding and infection. Those are very, very low risk with this. The biggest risk with breast reduction is at that corner, sort of at the bottom of that T. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody has a little spot there that's slow to heal. 99% of the time it heals without any extra intervention. It's just sort of a nuisance there for a while.
Okay.
And then there's always risk of change in sensation to the nipple.
Right.
If you don't have a lot of sensation there now, sometimes that can actually be increased after surgery just because that stretch is removed. So that can sometimes be a little more alarming to people than less sensation.
Honestly, whatever happens, it's not important to me.
Okay. And if you have any questions, my email address is on there, or phone number, just text me. If you have any questions or email me, or just call the office.
Okay.
And then I will see you when we're closer to surgery date. Okay.
Yay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay, well, good. There's your receipt. And I will get this scheduled and put a packet in the mail to you. Now, if something cancels, I'll call you, tell you when it is to see if you want to take that. And sometimes it's kind of short notice.
Okay, like how short?
Sometimes, 4 days, sometimes a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's workable.
I always call to ask if any blocks dropped. I do that all the time. So if any's dropped, then I'll be in touch.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. You take care. It's nice to meet you.
Good to meet you too.
Oh, you want to go? Yeah, you're going the right
way. The right way?
Okay,
yep. That's fine. Okay, do I need to see you for anything?
Nope. Oh, you're good to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, so it's just kind of like it could happen whenever. Like, I don't love that. My planning brain doesn't love that, but you know, better than waiting until January.
Everybody's wearing a mask. I love it. Okay, well, here's hoping it goes as planned. Well, shit. That's, that could happen really soon. In any case, I'm scheduled for January in case nothing opens up, but she says things open up all the time. So I'll just know. I'll know then when it happens. Okay, so at home now, just pulled in. Jules is feeling very under the weather. She's got a bad cold, so I don't know when I'm gonna get to talk to her about this on the pod because her voice is gone, but I will update you all on what's happened. So I walked in, they saw me right away. The staff was so sweet. I don't know if you heard that, but that was a good two on the, what are those called? On the speed bump game. Somebody just went by me. I'm parked near the speed bump. And, I was so excited that I didn't record at first. I remembered to record after the doctor had talked to me about everything and then left so I could get undressed and then I got my pictures taken. He was so kind. He did not make me feel like I was making him take a long time. I really went through a lot of questions and, all of my concerns, and he was really understanding about my different stuff with my back. And he asked my pronouns. He asked what name I prefer to be called by. Just really great doctor, so far, really seemed to know what he's talking about. And the cost is about what I expected, and I'm paying out of pocket. So that's fine. If you're wondering, it's $8,100. They're going to be my most expensive body parts. I don't know. How much did my eye surgery cost? I don't remember. My eyes are probably my most expensive body parts, as it should be. They're very important. I paid my deposit today. I am feeling excited. I'm feeling apprehensive. They scheduled me for January 19th, but she said the way that the hospital works, doctors who give up their surgery space on the schedule like a week or so in advance, and she was always calling to ask if there are open spaces. So she could call me at any time and say, hey, we've got time for your surgery in
a week or in 4 days, and would you like that spot? And I guess I can say yes or no, but, you know, there's no reason for me to say no. I can take off work whenever I want, and unless it weirdly coincides with the holiday or my kid visiting, yeah, it should be fine. Just ready to get it done. I guess I know everything that I need to know. So same as with my eye surgery, like I've educated myself as much as I possibly can. And now I need to just read positive, uplifting stories about people who are happy and work on more exposure therapy for IVs. Cause that is where I'm still nervous about that. Cause I've did a lot of exposure therapy on shots and needles, and they don't bother me that much, but IVs for some reason have always really, really, really squeaked me out. And I haven't done as much work on them as I should. Because I was concentrating on being able to get vaccines. And now I can get them no problem without fear. So yay. So I need to get working on that with IVs. That's a sucky process, but the end result is great. So I'm not scared. I realized on my way over, like I couldn't stop grinning on my way to the office. Because I'm just really excited to have this done. Having talked to him, I really hope that he makes them as small as I want. I know he's going to do the best that he can. And honestly, I'm fighting some of this eating disorder feelings because he brought up during the consult that the photos that I took in for inspiration, all of those girls were very, how did he put it? He put it so diplomatically, have a smaller frame than I do, which is absolutely true. So things are going to look different. And that made me like want to be like, oh, well, I just won't eat till my surgery. Like, I'll just get down to that small frame and I'll get the result I want, which is ludicrous and also totally unhelpful because A, I need to be strong for recovery, and B, losing all that weight so fast, I know from experience that it will come right back when I start eating, and that will undo my surgery results. So I need to just keep up with my exercise plan that I have been on, working out a few times a week and getting all my steps in and eating healthy and eating enough. So yeah, I'm just going to do that and hope for the best. Yikes. I had talked to my therapist about this whole thing and all my anxiety, and she said I need to have a plan. I need to write down like what could happen if the best result happens and what could happen if all my fears come to pass and how I can plan to handle both. So I will do that. I guess I need to work on that like today, because who knows when I'm gonna get a surgery call. Oh, that was a good one. I was gonna say something else about what my therapist and I talked about, but I can't remember what it is, so I'll just have to remember and hit you back. Hey, it's Jem. It's 6:45 on November 1st, the day after my consult. I'm trying to be quiet because Jules is asleep in the next room, and she's sick, so she hasn't been getting much sleep. But I've had another kind of rough night, waking up a lot, worrying. My nighttime brain is convinced that this is a mistake, and I'm paying a lot of money for the chance to have potentially bad stuff happen to me, and what am I doing, and everything's gonna go wrong, and anyway, I just thought I'd document this. I really hope I can ground myself better in the next few weeks so that I don't experience this all the time. It's getting kind of old. I'd like to feel confident and calm to know that this is a good decision, and I'll feel better afterward. That's all.
Editing Jem again. I thought I had recorded something talking about how, like, the day I scheduled my surgery, they called me and said, hey, we have actually another spot on December 22nd if you want it instead of January. And I said, yes, we'll take it. So my surgery is currently scheduled for December 22nd.
Hey, it's Jem. An addendum. Oh, today is November 3rd. So my consult was 4 days ago. Okay. Since that time,
I have bought a bunch of pre-surgery supplies. In fact, my pillows just arrived today. I haven't even unwrapped them yet, but they're in big bags on my porch. I've paid $2,300 in hospital fees. I've gotten a mastectomy pillow, which I think will help me feel a little safer as far as like sleeping and stuff with having cats around and also being in the car. And has a nifty little pocket you can put an ice pack in, which is cool. What I really wanted to say was, do you remember how I said that the doctor said, you know, all of these people in the photos that I showed were, not to mince words, skinnier than I am by a lot, probably 70 pounds at least. So I thought, oh, maybe I need to find some inspo for him. That's people whose torsos look more like mine. Sorry, I'm a little congested. Jules had a cold and it just kind of is, I'm on kind of the brink of it. So my search history on Google now has the phrase chubby, nude, girl, small, boobs. So glad that I got to see all those pornographic photos. Not really, because a lot of them were just not, I'm not anti-porn by any means. I love porn, but they were all like very fake looking, straight facing. Oh my God, look at me. Ah, I'm holding my labia open. You know, like to me, that's like not what's sexy about women. But anyway, not to yuck anybody's yum, but like that just wasn't for me. Anyway, so after having looked through all those boobs, I happened to find some that looked like I could imagine my chest looking. And I sent them to him yesterday. He's so kind. He gave me his email and his cell phone. And I was not going to bother his cell phone with something like that. So I sent him an email. He emailed me back today and said, whatever the biggest one that I sent is probably how I'll look. He said it was really helpful to know what I was looking for. And he said he'll go as small as the vascularity in my nipples will allow. So I guess that's my... my own anatomy is my only factor. It's holding me back from whatever result I'm looking for. I guess because otherwise he would have to give me a full nipple graft, just something I'm not really interested in. So, okay, fair enough. I'm adjusting expectations a little bit. You know, if I continue to work out and to get stronger and maybe shed some of the extra pounds I've accumulated over COVID, they may even get smaller, who knows, right? Because boobs get smaller when you exercise. But I'm not really that worried about it. I feel a lot better having sent him the photos and having gotten the email back. I feel much better about getting the results I want. That part of my anxiety is like, okay, it's doing better, which is great. He said he's going to be doing a lot of lipo, which makes me feel a little bit nervous because anywhere you get lipo is supposed to be really painful. But you know, my pain will subside. I'll get better. I just wanted to update you guys on what's going on today, November 3rd. Yep. Okay, bye. Hey, it's Jim. I am on my way into the doctor's office. It is, what day is it? Wednesday, the 8th of November. Or 7th, I don't remember. Anyway, I'm just taking you with me to make a payment to my surgeon. Hello, I'm just here to drop off my check for my surgery. And I got this paperwork in the mail because I should initial it and bring it in. And I thought since I was here, I would just give it to you.
Do you have the consent forms?
This one I have. What's today?
The 9th.
The 9th.
Here's your receipt for your check as well.
Great. Just figured I should get it paid while I had just gotten paid before the holidays come.
Oh, definitely.
And then it's all gone.
Did she give you the COVID-19 one as well?
No. I'm sure I have it at home, but I don't have it with me.
Did you give her the COVID-19 one?
Yes.
You did? Oh. She did. I just was totally not paying attention.
I think that was the one that's just the 2 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Great.
If you need something else for months.
I'll see you on the 19th of December.
December. Oh my God.
I know.
Crazy.
It's just the beginning of November now. Don't get worried yet.
I just want to be prepared in case like a spot opens up or, you know, she said that might be possible and I just want to make sure everything's, all my ducks are in a row.
Okay. Right. We love that. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Oh, that went fine. Goodbye to my money, but, you know, hello to my new body, I guess. Where did I park? So, an update about my emotional health. Sorry, just got in the car. I had a tough couple of days. Lots of anxiety, lots of scrolling. Finally, I sat down and did my homework that my therapist assigned me, which was write down the best case scenario, write down the worst case scenario. What will you do if the worst case scenario happens? Have a plan. So I do, except for like if I die, in that case, I have no idea what will happen. But, you know, it's not a huge concern for me, knock on wood. But all the other little things that could go wrong that I have thought of and worried about, I just have a plan for them now. So I feel like everything's okay. I didn't sleep for like 2 days, and then I did some more emotional work, and then I was able to sleep. I've been working out. This I found is really helpful, actually. If you're experiencing a lot of anxiety, go outside or go to the gym or get on your bike and either run or ride away from your fear. Just think about your fear and let your body take over. And A, you get a great workout. You go fast and you go hard. And B, all that energy is out of your body and you can rest better. So I've been doing that. I've been just burning my anxiety out at the gym. I've been trying to focus on doing things that will help me in my recovery. Like I'm building up my strength on the exercise bike. So it's an exercise I can do without moving my arms or using them. So I can pick that back up right away post-surgery. And so that's helping my cardio health. I've been doing ab work. They have those like 45 degree angle ab board things where you hang with your knees and your ankles and you go up. And so I've been doing that. A, it strengthens your whole back and your abs. And B, I know I'm going to have to be getting around and up and out of bed and stuff with not using my chest muscles and arms to pick me up for a while. So the stronger I can be in that way, the better. I'm remembering how Jules just hiked and, you know, like did all her stuff up until surgery. And then after her surgery, she was hiking again after 3 or 4 weeks up a mountain, you know, like she was back in shape. And I think a lot of that is because she, A, had a great attitude, B, kept herself in shape beforehand, and C, ate good nutrition. So I am trying to follow in her footsteps. I'm getting lots of protein already, trying to eat a lot of vegetables and fruits and get my body in its best condition so that it can recover the fastest possible. A lot of people I'm seeing online say that things feel pretty tough for 3 or 4 weeks afterward. They get tired easily and they need to take it easy and, you know, no lifting and all kinds of things like that. So preparing to have that time be as short as possible for me. So that's what's going on today, November 9th. Not the 7th or 8th like I thought, because I am living in a wormhole. Cool. So I will catch up with you all later.